And we end the show today with Andrea Campbell. 2022 is an election year, and we are inviting major candidates running for state office here in the Commonwealth to come make their case to you. Today, we welcome back Andrea Campbell, former Boston City Councilor. We talked to her a number of times during the mayoral race when she ran for Boston mayor. Campbell announced earlier this month that she is now running for Attorney General for the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. Andrea Campbell, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Thank you, and thank you for having me.
It's good to have you here. Some of our listeners know you, some don't, because running for statewide office is different from running for the mayor of Boston. In your previous conversations with us, Andrea, you focused heavily on your personal biography. Raised in Boston, time in the foster care system, Boston Public Schools. You've talked a lot about your twin brother, Andre, who died while in incarceration. You've often asked how the two of you could experience such different outcomes growing up in the same city. Today, I want to ask you, what else about who you are has called you to this race, to run for the Attorney General?
A lot of different things. I will first say I received some very encouraging calls and looked at the time in which we're in. You know, on the one hand, we know that folks are still suffering in the midst of COVID, losing their jobs, their housing, and thinking about what will come next. And at the same time, I know we live in the best state in the nation, and I'm living proof, right? This, my whole life is living proof of that that is true. I grew up, as you know, in public housing, a family torn apart by poverty and incarceration, and yet became the first in my family to go to college, the first in my family to become a lawyer. And I've dedicated my entire life to public service. You know, I started my legal career representing students in education cases at a local nonprofit, especially students with disabilities, ensuring they had access to an excellent education. I worked in state government as attorney for Governor Deval Patrick, and I worked as a regional planning as an attorney at a regional planning agency covering 101 municipalities pushing for regional equity. So I think there are a lot of folks out there who don't know my personal narrative, don't know my legal background, or that sort of leadership when it comes to pushing for whether historic legislation as elected or other things to change the very conditions in which folks are living. What? And so now I have to get out there and, of course, talk about how important the AG's office is and what that office can do to help them in their daily life.
Yeah, let's talk about that. So it's a two-part question. What is the AG's job as you see it? What does the AG do as you see it? And then and we'll ask all the candidates for this office the same question. Why are you the right person in 2022 to have that job?
I think the AG's office is the most incredible elected office for several reasons. Yes, it is about chief law enforcement, enforcing the laws, of course, and making sure that folks are safe in their communities and that the laws in which this country are based are implemented equitably and that all will receive justice and accountability and transparency. That is critical. But I think what most folks and the average voter doesn't understand is that this same office has the opportunity and the resources to be able to make sure that their children have access to an excellent education, that they can stay in their homes, that they can buy a home. In addition, consumer protection, that we are not, of course, we are protecting residents from predatory practices and scams, especially our seniors and those most vulnerable, ensuring our families have access to healthcare, physical, mental, behavioral, climate change, making sure our neighborhoods are clean and healthy and that they're safe. It also has the ability to ensure accountability and transparency and justice across every system, state government included. And I think that is really important. And what makes me different, my lived experience. I've lived the very things that many residents are dealing with right now and suffering from. My legal background is distinct, representing the most vulnerable, that is our children, and working in state government and being an elected. You know, I've passed historic legislation creating accountability for our policing departments and greater diversity in our public safety agencies.
Let's stay there. So let's stay there with the accountability idea for a minute. Let me ask you, some case in the last 4 years that you feel the AG's office should have tried, should have pursued, and didn't?
Well, I will say a couple of things. I care deeply about criminal legal reform because, as you said, my twin brother Andre passed away while in the custody of the Department of Correction. And it's been 10 years, and my family still doesn't know what happened. This office definitely has the power to investigate cases like that. I think Moore has done an incredible job with respect to the opioid crisis and getting at the root causes and the players that are driving that suffering in our state. We can continue that type of leadership when it comes to criminal legal reform, when it comes to addressing health disparities, and making sure that every resident, regardless of their neighborhood, their demographic, has access to opportunity. And that for me includes not only good housing, but healthcare, all the things that we would need to be successful. And that office can deliver on all of those issues.
You just talked about it being 10 years and your family still not knowing what happened. And I'm trying to imagine living with that. And I'm thinking about talking with U.S. Attorney Rachel Rollins, who told us that she's going after trafficking because it is deeply personal. I said, you know, who's sitting on your shoulder? And she said, it's not sitting on my shoulder. It's running in my veins. These are stories that happened to my family. If and when you're attorney general, I want to understand the case. I want to understand the subject that you're just going to go at like a bulldog because you lived that 10 years not knowing.
Yes, and that is one area that is critically important to me, but I also know so many families. It really is ensuring that there's accountability and transparency in our criminal legal system and rooting out, of course, and eradicating the racial disparities that continue to exist there. And I will say this issue doesn't just affect communities of color. There are so many folks in Massachusetts who have loved ones who are incarcerated for different reasons, including addiction, which, of course, we have to work on not criminalizing. But I will also add that this office has the ability to help families. And we cannot limit it to one or two or even three issues. It has the ability to ensure access to good health care, to housing. And if we're coming out of COVID, a living wage, benefits, all the things that families need to be successful and to thrive, the very thing that this state gave me. And I shouldn't be an outlier. Every family, regardless of where they live, their zip code, should have access to the same thing. And so this is about, for me, equity and justice for all. And I'm running for attorney general to deliver on that for every resident in the Commonwealth. And I'm excited about that. And of course, excited to get outside of Boston to connect with residents who don't know me as well.
So let's stay there for a second. You just said every resident in the Commonwealth. Of course, you had a strong showing in the preliminary election for Boston mayor. And a Mass Inc. poll that was commissioned by Policy for Progress gave you early high name recognition in the Commonwealth, still in the 30% range, though. You know, you do have to now go Berkshires and Holyoke, Fall River and Hingham, Haverhill and Andover for your appeal. How do you make that jump from Boston presence to real statewide resonance, especially when your life in Boston is so core to your story?
Easy. You know, yes, it's core to my story, but I grew up in Boston, born and raised, and my father before me. And so we have connections. I have had connections across the Commonwealth. You talk about me being in the foster care system. Many of those folks who fostered me live in different parts of the Commonwealth. And I've worked with elected leaders, including local leaders in other parts of the state, including out in Springfield, the western part of the state, central part of the state, on very issues, you know, activating vacant lots for housing purposes and economic opportunities in communities. That won't change. And for me, it's about showing up and getting out there. I just got off the phone with the senator and we were talking about manufactured housing and mobile housing and the importance of making sure that residents are protected who live in that type of housing. And so for me, it's having those deep conversations on what's happening on the ground in all of these communities, listening, and then, of course, talking about what the Office of Attorney General can do, not just one person, but the incredible talent there, the staff, to work in partnership with residents on the issues they're facing every day and to bring a sense of urgency to the solutions.
Earlier in our conversation, you referred to the AG's job as, you know, essentially the most exciting job in the state. I want to ask you a question that's a bit of an elephant in the room, and I don't ask you this as a gotcha. I ask you because I know it's a question that's going to come up. You just asked voters to make you mayor of Boston, and now you're saying this is the most exciting job. And I think it makes sense to ask you to lay out that path. If you wanted to be mayor of Boston, that's a very different type of executive role than the attorney general for the Commonwealth. So talk about that leap. Why you think the experiences that would have made you a great mayor can make you a great attorney general?
I appreciate the question. And I first started with, I got a lot of encouraging calls. And I think folks recognize that if you are an incredible leader, that translates. But I prayed and I talked to a lot of supporters and engaged a lot of residents before jumping into this race. And I think for me, there's a lot that I bring to this race. And I recognize the difference in the AG's office and the mayor's race. It is very different. And in this particular race, I not only bring that lived experience, which of course connects to so many residents across the Commonwealth, not just Bostonians, particularly those who are struggling and looking for a better opportunity for their children and the next generation. But it's also about the work. This office does have the authority not only to investigate what happened, of course, to my twin brother, Andre, but so many families that have gone through something and never got justice or accountability. That has always driven me in my work. And here you have an office that has the tools and the resources to do just that. But then you have this opportunity to continue to break cycles. And that cycles of poverty, trauma, which has always been what I've done as a public servant. And that wouldn't change. And the AG's office can do it at a larger scale. With the tools in this office, you can ensure that folks truly do move out of poverty and have an opportunity to join the middle class, have an opportunity to get benefits, a living wage, healthcare, absolutely living neighborhoods that are safe from crime, that are, of course, healthy when it comes to climate and environmental injustice, and so much more. And I'm going to take, of course, this on the road. I started in Boston when I launched my campaign, but immediately went out to Worcester, immediately went out to Springfield to let everyone know I have no intention of just staying in one county, but to get out there to earn their support in this race and to talk about all the incredible things that the AG's office can do in their daily lives.
Has the race yet brought you to a community that you'd never been to before in Massachusetts? And if so, what did you hear there?
Well, I've been participating virtually. Last night I was on with Lunenburg and some other communities that I'd never actually been to. And so I've appreciated being able to caucus and actually engage with residents and hear from them what is concerning to them and how, of course, we can roll up our sleeves and work in partnership to address the very issues.
So what is concerning to folks in Lunenburg?
I would say things related to housing, things related to opportunity. I was just talking to a senator today. We're going back and forth on the phone because there's a lot of conversations. And it's about an opportunity. It's about opportunity. It's about a fair shot. It's about accountability. It's also about protection, particularly for consumers. And most importantly, making sure that every family coming out of COVID has the opportunity to thrive, to accomplish their dreams, and most importantly, not just for this generation, but the next.
What is the impossible thing you want to do as Attorney General? I'm thinking about, you know, today, Boston Mayor Michelle Wu announces 3 bus lines free for 2 years. And during the campaign, there were those who said she was tilting at windmills with free tea. So if you're elected, what's the impossible thing that sounds impossible now, but you believe you can do as Attorney General of the Commonwealth?
I think there's a lot, but for me, it is actually making true on some promises. You know, everyone in the Commonwealth agrees that we have laws, of course, that we all should abide by. And these laws create a contract between the Commonwealth and their residents. And that contract says one simple thing, that we all deserve, of course, opportunity and a level playing field. Not every community currently has that. People of color, folks who, of course, are immigrants, folks who live in other parts of the state, regional equity or inequities, feel as though they don't have access. This office has the ability to make good on that promise and to ensure that our laws are implemented with that equity and accountability and transparency. And that's what I want to bring to the Commonwealth and to this office.
All right. That is former Boston City Councilor Andrea Campbell, now candidate for Attorney General in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. Councilor Campbell, thanks for joining us again today.
Thank you for having me.
And folks, next week we will speak with Attorney Shannon Liss Reardon, also running. Thanks for listening. I'm Tiziana Deering. This is Radio Boston.